Newly released emails show new EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt worked closely with companies in the industries he's now charged with overseeing, including electric utilities and oil and gas producers. And his lawsuits against the EPA while Oklahoma Attorney General were a topic of discussion during his confirmation hearing. Now that he's the head of the EPA, we wanted to find out what an Arizona environmentalist thinks some of the top issues might be. So we called Pat Graham, Arizona State Director for the Nature Conservancy. And Pat, what are some of the biggest environmental issues in Arizona that the federal government has oversight of, and that sort of regardless of who's in charge, you find yourself working with the feds on?
I think two of the most important issues we're focused on right now in Arizona as the Nature Conservancy are related to forest health and restoring our forests, because the U.S. Forest Service is involved directly in that, and water issues. Water issues are largely regulated by the state, but they also have a federal involvement, particularly as they relate to the Colorado River.
How closely do you follow what kinds of either new regulations or deregulations on those issues come out of Washington?
Well, the Nature Conservancy is the largest nature conservation organization in the world, and so we're part of a network of chapters across the United States and in 70 countries around the world. So we have folks that work for us in Washington, D.C. that track and engage in regulations at the national level and even at the international level.
Do you find that these are issues that sort of regardless of who is at the top of the EPA or the Forest Service or any of the particular sub-agencies with whom you deal, that the work kind of stays consistent in that regard, or do you see sort of swings from maybe one leader, one administration to the next?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think there are changes oftentimes from one administration to the next. You know, it really varies. I think the work on the ground doesn't change as much, but, you know, at times there can be different focuses or emphasis, but a lot of the work that we try to do, we do it in a way that's really not partisan, that really focuses on, you know, solving problems. So I think that, you know, the Nature Conservancy kind of prides itself with being able to work across diverse interests to get to solve problems. So from that perspective, I'd say generally it's not an issue, but it can be.
There has been a lot of concern from environmentalists about the new head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt. And I know that the Nature Conservancy is a nonpartisan organization. I'm curious about maybe what you have heard from some of your colleagues and counterparts in other environmental type groups about issue areas that they're worried about, or particular areas on which they might focus a little bit more now with this change in leadership.
I haven't talked directly with anyone, but you know, generally, I think, you know, what I would say is that I believe that, you know, Americans are united in their support for clean air and clean water and their desire to see natural places that they enjoy, you know, available for future generations, and that no one wants to see us go backwards on the protections that we have in place for our air and our water and our land. And so I think the key issue that we all work towards, regardless of the administration, is that we honor those commitments. If there are areas where improvements can be made, that's something we always try to find and work constructively on. But I think the key is to make sure that we, whether it's the Nature Conservancy or the general public, I think we want to ensure that our safeguards to protect our air, our water, and our land remain in place.
Pat Graham is Arizona State Director at the Nature Conservancy. Pat, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.